This is Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. Whew, I don't know about you, but it is hot here in Buffalo, New York. I hope you're staying calm and cool wherever you are. We'll hear later in the episode about how friendship could be a resource during the COVID-19 pandemic, but first, our news update. Nearly one in three Black Americans know someone personally who has died of COVID-19, far exceeding their white counterparts, according to a Washington Post Ipsos poll that underscores the coronavirus pandemic's profoundly disparate impact. More than 8 in 10 Black Americans say that in deciding which presidential candidate to vote for in the November election, the coronavirus outbreak will be one of the most important factors, or very important. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning people not to use certain hand sanitizer products because they contain methanol, a toxic substance when absorbed through skin or ingested. Some of those brands of hand sanitizer include Clean Care, Sanoderm, and All Care. The FDA advises consumers to stop using these hand sanitizers and dispose of them immediately. If you're looking for a way to socialize while staying safe this summer, have you thought about your COVID social bubble? That idea is more popular in places like the UK and Canada, but it says single adults living alone or single parents whose children are under 18 can now form a support bubble with one other household. Support bubbles must be exclusive. Once you're in one, you can't switch and start another with a different household. But people in each bubble can stay in each other's homes and do not have to socially distance. I was lucky. Right before everything in New York went into full lockdown, I moved into my current apartment. It was stressful, though. So what happens if you have to move now, as the pandemic continues on? With more tips on moving all your stuff safely is Radio MD's Bill Klaproth.
So you're moving during the pandemic. Lucky you. How fun. Wow. As if moving isn't stressful enough, it's made even worse during the pandemic. So here's a couple of tips for you. Make sure you get estimates from at least two companies. Many are doing virtual or online estimates, and some are still doing in-home estimates. Think preparation. That means purging, donating, and selling all of those things you don't need or don't use. It doesn't make sense to move stuff you aren't going to use. Then, packing. Begin by packing things you don't use on a daily basis and work backwards from there, saving the kitchen and bath for last. And then on moving day, make sure you have plenty of hand sanitizer available for the crew. Make sure you have soap and paper towels in the washrooms for the crew, and ensure that movers and all family members have a mask. Hope that helps, and happy moving! For Radio MD News, I'm Bill Klaproth.
Friendship is a powerful asset. Those friends closest to you can hold you up in the lowest of times and celebrate you during the highest. As we move through the uncertainty of the COVID-19 era, friendship is especially helpful, possibly in more ways than one. Author Lydia Denworth was a guest on Dr. Pamela Peek's Radio MD podcast, Her, to explain why putting positive relationships at the center of our lives is so critical, perhaps now more than ever.
People talk about friendship all the time. It's the oxytocin bonding thing and all the rest of it that we've read about, you know, in nauseating detail in countless blogs. But you got down to some really interesting numbers that were based in science. If I remember correctly, what was it about how many hours it takes to actually form a friendship, kind of go from acquaintance to a friend? And then how many hours do you put in? And these are like putting in hours, you're working it, to become a BFF. And I just love that. Could you expound on that a little bit?
Sure. So this was the work of a researcher named Jeff Hall at the University of Kansas, and he thought to count the amount of time it takes to make a new friend. And he did it both in college-age students and in adults who had changed cities, relocated for work. And what he found was what he called cut points. So it took about 50 hours of time together to go from an acquaintance to a casual friend, about 90 hours to consider someone a good friend, and a full 200 hours to consider someone a BFF, a best friend.
That's crazy. And does that surprise you at all?
It did. I mean, I think, you know, I hear different responses, although what is interesting is that I wrote that in a blog post as well. It's the most popular blog post I've ever written, hundreds of thousands of people. And it, so clearly it caught on with people, and it must be somewhat surprising. To me, it was surprising because I feel that we often like people right away, or we think we, oh, you know how you sort of say, oh, we could be friends with her, you know, there's a kind of a sense that someone has a shared worldview or a sense of humor or, you know, something like that. But the fact that you really have to put in that time, I think is so instructive for how friendship works throughout our lives. And it helps to explain why it's so much easier when you're in high school and college to make a whole bunch of friends. I mean, you're never going to be surrounded by more people exactly your age, and you have lots of time together, right? And of course, when we're adults and we have busy careers, families, maybe both, and we have a lot more responsibilities, we just don't spend anything like the same amount of time. But I think sometimes we expect to get the same kind of levels of friendship without having put in the time. And so I think it helps to kind of open your eyes and say, oh, okay, this is entirely possible, but here's what I have to do to get there.
Huh. You know, I personally, I wish someone had given me like the friendship lecture when I was a kid. And so that I could really be a little bit more friendship centric in my life. I think I naturally went there anyway, but I wish I just had more depth of understanding of that. And I think part of it was just, we didn't have friendship science yet. Does that make sense?
No, we didn't. Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, friendship was always sort of seen as the pleasant byproduct of a lot of other things about human culture and civilization. Right. And it was lovely. We've always thought of it as pleasurable and you know, a nice thing to have. But we didn't understand just how essential it really is for our health and well-being. And once you know that, it kind of it should help you prioritize, I guess, your friendships. And I think, I mean, you mentioned, you know, wishing you'd known this when you were young. This is one of my big messages for parents coming out of this book and this research I've done, is that I really think that parents need to be clear in their heads that teaching a child to be good at making and maintaining friendships is as important a skill as anything else you're going to help them develop. And we need to be explicit about that. We need to say to them, you know, it really matters how you are as a friend, because that is it's a skill you're going to need for your entire life. And we are always delivering messages about achievement and all these other ways. And that's okay. I mean, I do the same thing. I have three kids and I do that. But I don't know that we realize that it's important to actually say it, that it matters, and to talk about it, and not to assume that kids are just going to figure it out, although they do a certain amount of figuring out amongst themselves, which is important. They need that time alone together. But then the other thing we need to do is model it, that it's important for us in our lives, and to sort of show them that and say, you know, I'm spending time with my friend because that's a really important thing for me to do. And I want you to understand that I value it in my life. And kids, you know, they do what they see often.
You can hear the rest of this conversation on Dr. Pamela Peake's Radio MD podcast, Her, found on any major podcast platform. This has been Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly. Shoot us an email with how you're beating the summer heat while staying socially distant at COVID19@radiomd.com. That's COVID19@radiomd.com. Thank you so much for being with us through 50 episodes so far. I'm Caitlin White. Stay safe and 6 feet apart.